Lakes 101.5, time for today's good news story of the day, brought to you by Northeast Delta Dental. And for years, Inner Lakes community caregivers have been providing amazing services to our elderly population in the Interlakes area. We've got Catherine, the director, and Chris Kelly, the president of the board of directors. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Really great, Heather. Thanks for having us with you today.
You're very welcome. Now, Catherine, for those who don't know, what do Inner Lakes community caregivers do?
We provide rides to our neighbors. We call our clients neighbors for medical appointments, either local or long distance. Sometimes we go as far as Boston. And then we also provide rides for grocery shopping, to pick up prescriptions, and to do other errands. And we provide services to the residents of Meredith, Center Harbor, Moultonboro, and Sandwich. So we currently have about 59 volunteers. And we always need more volunteer drivers to help our neighbors. Currently, we have over 100. So we have all these people that rely on us to give these rides. And volunteers provide rides in their own vehicles. They can be reimbursed if they want, but most of them choose not to be. They're just happy to be able to help. We want to thank our current volunteers for all that they do and all the time that they give.
Does this cost anything for the people who need rides?
Absolutely not. Completely free. Rely on donations from individuals, and that's actually a large part of our budget. And then we also get money from local businesses. The four towns we serve do give us some money as well. And then we apply for grants. I can also say the church community is very supportive of our services as well. Honestly, some of the volunteers become very friendly with the neighbors, and the neighbors don't have a lot of people to talk to, so it can become a social time for them, and they can chat while they do their grocery shopping. Or I've heard volunteers talking about different neighbors that they've helped, and some of our neighbors were in World War II. They just have these amazing stories that they've done in their life. They've been a nurse, they've been a doctor, whatever, and they become friends. They really do.
Chris, what made you want to get involved with Inner Lakes community caregivers?
I got a phone call probably about 2 years ago from a friend of mine who at the time was the executive director for the organization. And she was expressing that the board needed a jumpstart and they needed some new energy. And she thought that maybe I could bring that energy to the board. I think it's a great, simple process, right? We're helping people get from here to there. We're providing not only the ride, as Catherine expressed, we're providing companionship. We're now in our 26th year. We're always looking for new folks to either volunteer with in the office during our office hours, looking to maybe be on the board. So if you think that the Inner Lakes Community Caregivers and what we are offering out as a mission resonates with you, we would love to hear from you, and let's talk about how you might be able to help better this organization.
Interlakescares.org, or you can always just send me an email at kholt@interlakescares.org.
That's today's good news story of the day. If you have a good news story, email it to me, Heather at lakes1015.com.